Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, is here, guiding me to understand the civil war in Ethiopia. Right now, the contest is between the Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, who's leading the Ethiopian army against rebels, the Tigray Popular Liberation Front, fighting in the north of the country in Amhara land. The headlines from Bloomberg in these last hours: Ethiopia says it's making headway in war against Tigray rebels. Subhead: internal conflict has dragged on since last November. Subhead: unclear whether turning point in fighting has been reached. Gregory, I feel like a foreign correspondent here filing on the telegrams. You know, that doesn't sound like English, but it's extremely fetching. And at the same time, it ends this way. There was no immediate response from Tigray officials. The government's claims couldn't be independently verified. It sounds, compared to the last time we checked in on Ethiopia, that the prime minister in his rallying call, quoting or suggesting the way that Haile Selassie rallied his people in 1935-36, it sounds like he's being met with approval and that they are advancing. How do you measure these headlines?
Well, as with all of the reporting out of Ethiopia for the last couple of years, it's been highly biased. Frankly, you can't trust the government statements and you can't trust the TPLF statements. But you can't trust the TPLF statements more because they are literally this Marxist group. They have had some success against the government forces, largely because they've had massive, massive, massive support from the U.S. State Department. And we saw, as we discussed last week, the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, going to Nigeria, Senegal and Kenya to try to rally support for the U.S. position against the Ethiopian government. Blinken actively wants to see Ethiopia broken up. He wants to see support for his old clients and the clients of his old Clinton administration buddies with the TPLF. He wants to see the TPLF prosper and assume control of Ethiopia once again. Now, a lot of U.S. money went into bolstering the TPLF when it was the power behind the Ethiopian government after the 1990 when the Derg communist government collapsed. And a lot of that money has found its way back into pockets in Washington, a lot of that money. And we're estimating that the TPLF took about $30 billion out of the Treasury when they left government in 2018. And they're using that to fund a global information dominance campaign, which is effectively given, if you like, steroids by the State Department, which has made all statements by the TPLF credible, whereas, as Bloomberg just said, the government statements could not be independently verified. Nobody has bothered to independently verify the TPLF sources. Now, the U.S. has just put 1,000 National Guard troops into its base in neighboring Djibouti. We have to remember that Djibouti was traditionally part of Ethiopia, and the president of Djibouti has said he will not allow the U.S. to use its base in Djibouti for military operations against Ethiopia. So the State Department has said, well, these U.S. troops in Djibouti are there merely to help extract U.S. nationals out of Ethiopia. Well, sure. This is much the same sort of rhetoric which the Clinton administration used to justify its intervention directly and militarily in the breakup of Yugoslavia, and particularly against Serbia. And we know historically now just how deeply involved, members of the Clinton administration were, in extracting cash from the Bosnian Muslims and from the Albanians. So we're seeing the same thing again. Now, the African states have largely rejected Antony Blinken's attempt to create a coalition to pressure the Addis Ababa government of Dr. Abiy. We saw that he didn't go so far as to put to go into Addis to speak to the government, because he knew that that was a no-win situation for him. So really what we've got is this situation which is getting inflamed by the United States. It's not just about the TPLF and the government. And the government, by the way, has plenty of blame to accept on its side as well, the Ethiopian government. Dr. Abiy is half Oromo and half Amhara in his ethnicity, but he was head of the Oromo political party. So he has literally allowed his Oromo power base to tell him not to support the Amhara people, who have been the ones bearing the brunt of the TPLF's offensive operations, which have been genocidal. They've been attempting to kill Amhara just because they are Amhara, women and children.
We have one minute, Gregory. Go ahead.
So basically, yes, Dr. Abiy has channeled Emperor Haile Selassie. He has got some support, but he's going to have to go a lot further. And what we are seeing is that there is now a global condemnation of the U.S. State Department for its interference in the affairs of Ethiopia, which had traditionally been a great ally of the United States.
Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. This is the Horn of Africa. This is the Red Sea and the Mediterranean Sea where they meet. This is a part of the world that must succeed if Africa's to succeed. And right now it's at great peril during the time of the pandemic. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big.